Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. With sorrow, we announce to the congregation the deaths of Jordan Henry de Cock on March 20, at the young age of 15 years, and Tanner Ryan de Cock on March 21, at the age of 14 years. The Lord uphold, strengthen, and remember the mourning families, and sanctify the callings to the hearts of young and old. To that end, let us sing of Psalter 245, the stanzas 1 and 3. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place through all the ages of our race. Before the mountains had their birth, or ever thou hast formed the earth, from everlasting thou art God, to everlasting our abode. And what follows, 245, 1 and 3.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the Lamentations of Jeremiah and there of the first chapter. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. The Lamentations of Jeremiah, the first chapter. How doth the city sit solitary, that was full of people? How was she become as a widow, she that was great among the nations, and princes among the provinces? How was she become tributary? She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. A Judas is gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwelleth among the heathen. She findeth no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. The ways of Zion do mourn, because none come to the solemn feasts. All her gates are desolate, her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries are the chief, her enemies prosper. For the Lord hath afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children are gone into captivity before the enemy. And from the daughter of Zion all her beauty is departed. Her princes are become like harts that find no pasture, and they are gone without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembered in the days of her affliction and of her miseries all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy and none did help her. The adversary saw her and did mock at her Sabbaths. Jerusalem hath grievously sinned, therefore she is removed. All that honor her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yea, she sigheth and turneth backward. Her filthiness is in her skirts. She remembered not her last end. Therefore she came down wonderfully. She had no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy hath magnified himself. The adversary has spread out his hand upon all their pleasant things, for she has seen that the heathen entered into her sanctuary, whom thou didst command that they should not enter into thy congregation. All her people sigh. They seek bread. They have given their pleasant things for me to relieve the soul. See, O Lord, and consider, for I am become vile. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold, and see, if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. From above hath he sent fire into my bones, and it prevaileth against them. He has spread a net for my feet. He hath turned me back. He hath made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand. They are wreathed and come up upon my neck. He hath made my strength to fall. The Lord hath delivered me into their hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. The Lord hath trodden underfoot all my mighty men in the midst of me. He hath called an assembly against me to crush my young men. The Lord hath trodden the virgin, the daughter of Judah, as in a winepress. For these things I weep. Mine eye runneth down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate, because the enemy prevaileth. As Zion spreadeth forth her hands, and there is none to comfort her, the Lord hath commanded concerning Jacob that his adversaries should be round about him. Jerusalem is as a menstruous woman among them. The Lord is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commandment. I pray you, all people, and behold my sorrow. My virgins and my young men are gone into captivity. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priest and my elders gave up the ghost in the city while they sought their meat to relieve their souls. Behold, O Lord, for I am in distress. My bowels are troubled. Mine heart is turned within me, for I have grievously rebelled. Abroad the sword bereaveth, at home there is as death. They have heard that I sigh. There is none to comfort me. All mine enemies have heard of my trouble. They are glad that thou hast done it. Thou wilt bring the day that thou wast called, and they shall be like unto me. Let all their wickedness come before thee, and do unto them as thou hast done unto me, for all my transgressions, for my sighs are many, and my heart is faint. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Bryan and Jackie DeCock, and Mr. and Mrs. Henry and Chelsea DeCock, and the further DeCock, Outshorn, and Clock families, with the deaths of Tanner Ryan DeCock and Jordan Henry DeCock, Miranda Vandenberg, who was privileged to return from the hospital on Friday, Mr. and Mrs. Bill and Ada Meljars, who may commemorate their 55th wedding anniversary today, Paisley Clock, who hopes to remember that she turns 3 years on Friday, and Mr. and Mrs. Simon and Jean Van Wieringen, who hope to commemorate their 62nd wedding anniversary on Saturday. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord, we may come together by renewal within the walls of thy house on this Lord's Day, but so different than all the former Lord's days of this newly begun year, whereon the former Sabbath days, then we were all in the land of the living, the precious day of grace, then in the past week, then two dear sons, suddenly ushered into eternity. Cousins, dear brothers, dear grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and nephews and nephews and further family members, oh Lord, do remember and uphold those mourning families where they have been plunged into such deep mourning. And in their family circles, it shall never become the same. Impossible physically, wherein this week we are called to go to the cemetery. But may it also become different in their hearts. Ah, that these solemn callings, that they may be richly blessed, richly sanctified by the work of thy Holy Spirit. Lord, do grant the family circles, the parents, the brothers and the sisters, oh, that special place at thy footstool, where they may come with their deep sorrow, where they may be given to cry unto thee, and to be given to tell thee that it is such an impossible way. But, ah, Lord, do uphold and do remember. Come then down with thy Holy Spirit. We commend unto thee the grandparents, our brother elder, two grandsons, ushered into eternity, him together with his dear wife. And remember the grandmother, who is a widow, and also for her, the second grandchild, and the other grandparents, their first. We commend unto thee the great-grandparents, also in their deep sorrow. Lord, do grant a prayer for one another. Then we commend unto thee the catechism classes. Ah, there was in this season already one of the classes with a student missing, and now two more catechism classes. Do remember the instructors and all the students, and may it leave a lasting impression. Oh, could it be impressions wrought by thy Spirit, that it may be for the saving of souls. Then we remember our Christian school, the bus driver, the students on that bus, where there are two students that have traveled on the bus this past week, but who shall never enter the bus. Then we commend unto thee the two grades, and especially the two classrooms, where the teachers without a student, and the classmates who have lost a classmate. Wilt thou also uphold them? Ah, Lord, do remember all of us, and then surely, then thou was something special to say unto us and our dear children. May we receive hearts to hear it, to understand it, to perceive it, and may there be a mighty calling upon thee, the living God, that thou may pour out thy Spirit richly, that under these providential callings, these serious and solemn callings, were so young ushered out of this life into eternity, that they may be used in thy hand, accompanied by the proclamation of thy holy word. Ah, that many souls may be brought within the fold of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, have a special favor unto our youth growing up in a dark and an evil time. And then thou wert speaking unto them in a special way. My son, my daughter, give me thy heart. Ah, may it then be used, that many may be given by thy grace to remember their Creator in the days of their youth. Ah, Lord, then we do well to turn unto ourselves. Then what more must thou do before us and our children to bring us on that right place? Ah, grant in that godly sorrow that repentance and a seeking for the pardon of all of our sins in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we commend unto thee all the family circles. Ah, then when we all may be spared, then those family circles, they have much to consider and much to acknowledge thee for, and then who maketh them to differ? Lord, wilt thou remember older ones? Ah, then thou wast taken the young, and then thou wast yet spared the old. While this written in thy holy word, 80 years, and if by reason of strength 80 years, and we fly away, O wilt thou then grant by thy Spirit that there may be a hastening for our life's sake, where thou grantest this precious time of grace, that we may be given to seek and find thee. Ah, Lord, it concerns thy church and thy honor, and shall it not be much to thy honor when there shall be a great ingathering among young and old? Lord, bind us then more and more together around the old truths and around the old ways. And then we may acknowledge thee that the handicapped daughter, who by renewal has been a certain length in a hospital, that she was permitted to return home. Lord, grant a heart to acknowledge thee, and then we may humbly ask thee, if it may please thee, that it may go well, that for a longer time she may return in her home, and to make the pain bearable, wilt thou continue to uphold father and mother. And Lord, then we also remember all the mourning ones in our midst, where there are many amongst us, and that wounds have been reopened, wounds that have never been closed. But under these recollections, then they are opened anew. Well, thou uphold them all. We commend unto thee our elderly ones. And then on this day, then thou wast given unto a father and mother, husband and wife, that they may commemorate that thou wast watched over them for 50 years in the bond of holy matrimony. And then also for mother, being in the hospital, underwent surgery, underwent treatments, and thou which had been mindful of her, O grant unto them in the midst of the family circle a humble and a broken heart under all thy mercies. Lord, wilt thou so remember all our temporal needs? And now we humbly ask thee for the opening of thy precious testimony and a few simple words to speak under very solemn circumstances and in the passion season. Lord, may thy word go forth with power divine. Go from bench to bench and from heart to heart, and those that are sick, those that are bound to their homes, do also bless the dwellings. Lord, teach us how dependent we are upon thee, and teach us also to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom's ways. We commend unto thee the branch. Wilt thou also bless thy holy word in this day among them, and that the serious callings may also be sanctified to the hearts of young and old, Lord. May then in this day our help truly be upon the Lord, who has made the heavens and the earth, and who never forsaketh the work of his own hands. Do bless thy word for young and old. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 240, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. O Lord, the God of my salvation, day and night I cry to thee. Let my prayer now find acceptance. In thy mercy, answer me. And what follows? The extra collection today is for the Synodical Education Committee, Psalter 240, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Thank you. And this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in the Lamentations of Jeremiah, the first chapter, the 12th verse. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold, and see if there be any sorrow alike unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. Our text words speak, no sorrow alike my sorrow. And then with three thoughts, in the first place, the question concerning this sorrow. In the second place, the magnitude of this sorrow. And in the third place, the fierce anger concerning this sorrow. And no sorrow like my sorrow. The question, because we read, is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Secondly, the magnitude of this sorrow, and see if there be any sorrow alike unto my sorrow. And thirdly, the fierce anger concerning this sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. Beloved congregation of Petra Butte, see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow. And there is much sorrow upon this world. And by renewal, added to the many other sorrowing families, then in this week, then two family circles with the extended families have been plunged into the deepest sorrow, where two young sons, brothers, not so old, 14 and 15 years, have been ushered into eternity within a time span of 5 years. Then out of her midst the Lord has taken an infant daughter and four young people, concerning our Christian school for 44 years. Not a single student was taken away by the hand of death during the school year. And now in this school year, three students. Then surely the Lord has something to say unto us the Lord remember and uphold those family circles, this impossible and unfathomable way. And may it please the Lord of all grace to richly sanctify the callings to young and old. Have we thought about a congregation? What more must the Lord do to bring us and our children on our rightful place? In this chapter, we have the prophet Jeremiah speaking. Many times called the weeping prophet. Read in Jeremiah 9 verse 1. Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I may weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. And we have heard it in this chapter. Many have been slain. Many have been taken into captivity. The temple burnt. Jerusalem destroyed. And there sits the weeping prophet with bitter lamentation. Then he is given to speak on behalf of a distressed church, given to speak concerning the holy city of Jerusalem. The Lord has made himself a name with the building of the city and of the temple. Think of the glorious reign of Solomon, where Queen Sheba has come when she has heard of the wisdom of Solomon and the beauty of the temple. And the psalmist has declared in Psalm 87 verse 2, glorious things are spoken of thee concerning the city of God. And in the city of God was the beautiful temple where the sacrifices were brought, and it all pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus in this chapter in our text, then we have the prophet Jeremiah given to speak personally, given to lament concerning the distressed church, but in the Old Testament. And then also oftentimes the prophets, priests, and kings, it is true, many times they have spoken of their own life. We have the special example of a David in his messianic psalms, that he was given to speak of his own experience, but then he was led by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, sometime to speak both of himself, but also of the greater David. But then there are also texts that can apply that it is clear that it concerns only the Lord Jesus Christ. And so also when we read our text and the verses following, oh, it is true, Jeremiah is given to speak of his own experience, but a Jeremiah also many similarities between himself and the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Jeremiah was also a type. And when we read this lamentation, then the Lord Jesus Christ then he could truly say, oh, in the second part, then it is a verse that only truly it can apply to him. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by, and behold and see, if there be any sorrow like unto thee? And now first, the question concerning this sorrow. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? No congregation, then it is still a blessing that in her congregation, under afflictions, under sorrow and mourning, then there are many tokens of love, much compassion, that the members are willing to do anything to help and to relieve sorrow. And now for the prophet Jeremiah, many have been taken into captivity, and then as he sat a weeping and lamenting, then it seems that there were those that thought the enemy is now gone. We may still be in our land, and that it did not make such a deep, let's say a lasting impression upon that people. Many of them were poor that have remained in the land of Canaan. And to that end, the Lord, the prophet said, is it nothing to you all, ye that pass by? And now the question, the Lord has spoken by renewal. And how is it with us? It's the same as those people that were surrounding Jeremiah. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Did not mean it was not in their thoughts. They have seen the prophet crying and weeping. Jerusalem destroyed. Temple burnt up. Furniture taken. And yet, Jeremiah's ask, is it nothing to you? How has it been the past week with our hearts? Was there some softening? Was there a little trembling? Was there anxiety? Did it bring us more on our knees, more opening the Word of God, or could we go through the week without a softened heart and also without a thankful heart? Because who maketh us to differ? Oh, is it nothing to you that we can hear the solemn tidings of death so young and maybe yet so little impression of the seriousness, the solemnity, the shortness of life? Is it nothing to you? Has something changed this past week? Personally, family, concerning our religious exercises, concerning family worship, oh fathers and mothers, then what an opportunity the Lord gives under these solemn circumstances, under the calling of death, to speak to your dear children. Is it nothing to you all that pass by? Have we been humbled under the Lord's goodness? Oh, fathers and mothers, have we thought why other families? Why not our family? We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Is it nothing to you all that pass by? How is it with our older ones? It is written in God's word, by a God that cannot lie, 70 years, by strength 80, and we fly away. Was there a little bewilderment in this past week that we have said, Lord, so much older, so many more years that I have sinned, and thou hast still spared me, and thou hast taken two sons and brothers, 14 and 15 years. Oh, is it nothing to you all that pass by? Have a few vows been made? Ah, that you have told the Lord, Lord, now it shall become different in my life. Oh, in this past week, was there some repentance concerning our sins? Have we mightily cried unto the Lord? That is calling. Oh, if we read of the time of Jonathan Edwards, then it is written that it seemed that the Lord mightily began to work with the death of a few young people, and that the general store burned down, given to see the hand of the Lord therein. Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, said nothing to you, all ye that pass by, when we are given to see, and the Lord has many means to take us and our children out of this life, the shortness of life, and that the Lord grants this precious time of grace that we may be given to seek and find the Lord. Should the most important question not be, am I now prepared to meet my Maker? Have I been born again, given that godly sorrow to repent and to receive a knowledge of the dear Son of God? When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, concerning those words, is it nothing to you, seeking souls that are so burdened with your sins and maybe so troubled in this week? Because when the Lord binds divine realities upon our heart, then we become not 100 years old, but for those seeking souls, may the Lord not say, is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by, when ye open my holy word, and when ye read the marks of grace? Oh, is it nothing to you when you may read, when you may hear of the precious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you may read and hear that he has went the way of suffering all for the Lord Jesus Christ, then he could truly say, is it nothing to you all that pass by, oh, in Jerusalem, the most did not understand that they did not need Jesus as their Savior, but for those seeking souls, is it then nothing to you when it is declared that he has cried out, it is finished? Are you then attempting still to add to that perfect work of the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, is it then nothing to you, a bleeding and a dying Savior? Oh, people of God, how is it in this Passion season? Is it then nothing to you? Oh, it can be so still, it can be so listless, because the true experience is not dry dogmatics. It is not a bare contemplation of the truth, but it shall be experienced in the heart. Oh, then what a value it receives. Is it then nothing to you? Oh, to experience each time by renewal the bitterness of sin. Oh, for that backsliding church, think of the bride in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, when the bridegroom is returned from a journey, and when he should not open the door, oh, then he has put his hand to the door dripping with myrrh. Oh, is it nothing? Then she has went to those daughters of Jerusalem. Is it nothing to you that pass by? Let us first sing Psalter 18. The stanzas 1, 6, 7, and 9. Why standest thou afar, O Lord? Why art thou hid in trouble hour? The wicked persecute the poor in haughty pride and reckless power. What follows Psalter 18, the stanzas 1, 6, 7, and 9. And no sorrow like my sorrow. The question concerning this sorrow, and now secondly, the magnitude of this sorrow. And Jeremiah has declared, lamented, behold and see. If there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow. Then Jeremiah was given to speak of a singular sorrow. And Solomon with the prayer, when the temple was dedicated, then he is also mentioned of people with sorrows, where when everyone shall know his own sorrow, sore, and his own grief. Many troubles and afflictions, and in Psalm 32, verse 10, then it says, with the wicked, that their sorrows, there shall be many sorrows to the wicked. And now concerning those words, behold and see, if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow. There are matters, of course, that need to be experienced to know what it is. And so oftentimes cannot be different. With sorrowing families, the families where the Lord has taken a dear one away in this week and in the past, then it shall not be so strange. Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow. With the beloved one that is went away of all flesh to bring to the cemetery, cannot be different. That many times those families, those individuals, and then it is a privilege and a blessing. We are all different. The one keeps it all bottled up. The other one a little more free to speak. But then it is also a privilege when there may be spoken of those deep and unfathomable sorrows. And then it cannot be different that they think, if people only knew what it is to bring a child to the grave. But we have not experienced it. We tried to imagine it, but we cannot understand it. And mourning families, they shall hear it, sense it, when other mourning families come to visit them. Many times not so many words, but they understand it and see. If there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow. What a blessing and a privilege. Of course, also a blessing. The church community. Those poor people in the world. Because sorrows also come upon them. No church, no Bible, and no gospel does a great privilege and blessing, but for sorrowing families, see, if there be a sorrow like unto my sorrow, times that they do not know how they must continue. But then there is a throne of grace. Think of Psalm 142, verse 3. When my soul was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. And in Exodus 3, verse 7, that groaning people in Egypt. Then the Lord has said to Moses, I know all their sorrows. Family circles, I repeat it. When there are no empty places in the immediate family circle, is it then nothing to us? Is it reflected alive, close to the Word and close to the throne? And see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow. There can be times that sorrowing families think, I do not think there is anyone in the world that has a deeper sorrow and missing than I do. But there shall always be those in the world that have deeper sorrows yet. Only have to turn to the book of Job. Many times that book receives more meaning and value for mourning families. And when Jeremiah has said, behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, there has been one upon the earth who sorrows were larger, more overwhelming, more profound. He could truly say that there were none upon the earth whose sorrows were comparable to his. And that is the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, see him then in Gethsemane, crawled as a worm and no man. See him then arrested, own disciple betrayed. Filthy hands have taken him. See him then in the hall of Caiaphas, smitten, spit upon, see him then in the judgment hall, crowned with a crown of thorns, scourged a scarlet robe, see him on the cross. Oh, is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by, my unconverted fellow travelers, the gospel as it is in Jesus Christ may still be proclaimed. Oh, is it then nothing to us when that bleeding and dying Savior may still be proclaimed, shows us the bitterness of sin, the exceeding sinfulness, declares the justice of God, the love of God, oh, young and old, the Savior may still be declared, and he could truly say, see, if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, and then the greatest sorrow, Matthew 26, verse 38, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even under death. See, if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow. And now, oh, may the prayers be multiplied. Under the Lord speaking, especially our young people, is and has the Lord not spoken in a special way, my dear young friends? Have you no thought, considered, if my name was now read off this morning, then where would our soul be? We need a new heart, and may it please the Lord that all the solemn callings, that they may be used, that also an other sorrow shall be experienced. That is the work of the Spirit. And then there shall be something experienced of our third point, where the prophet Jeremiah was given to speak of that fierce anger. Because why was Jerusalem destroyed? Why was the temple burnt? Why were so many slain? Why so many mourning families in the time of Jeremiah? Was because of sin. Oh, the prophet Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, also had a moment of refreshment. Also Christ. We read in Matthew 11, the verses 25 and 26, thank thee, Father, maker of heaven and earth, that thou hast hidden these things from the prudent and revealed them to babes, even so. For so it seemed good, Father, in thy sight. And also for a Jeremiah. Jeremiah 35, all those Rechabites, they have honored and obeyed their parents, and the Lord has promised special blessings. But, oh, the prophet Jeremiah, he has wept, preached, begged, admonished, told his people that there was mercy with the Lord for a people that would turn unto him. But they have refused. And therefore, taken many years, Lord is long-suffering. That's why we're still here, congregation. patient long-suffering of the Lord. Oh, let us not abuse it. All comes to an end. But with the Lord, there is still mercy. And now, when the Lord works, then there also comes another morning. That morning for dear ones that can be so profound and so deep. And it is true. That spiritual morning, maybe from the outside, not so visible, but it is a morning that is so tender and so real and lasting. Oh, is it nothing to you that pass by? Hopefully, not so many without an impression. Not so many not troubled. But how long shall it continue? Or shall it only be a cloud that comes and disappears? And sooner or later, we go on our way, not the same, only harder. Then the prayer spirit, come down in the hearts of us and our dear children and work wonderfully. We shall close with a few words of Samuel Davis. Might have read it before. That was a godly minister, and I do not read it in comparison. Oh, in the olden days, what lights the Lord has given in His church. But under solemn circumstances, He has lived from 1723 through 61. Not become so old. 37. Given to preach for 14 years. And how richly his labors were blessed under the preaching of law and gospel. And then toward the end of a sermon, these are the words he has spoken. Well, my friends, I cannot help it. If you will perish, if you are obstinately set upon it, I have only this to say, that your poor minister will weep in secret for you and drop his tears upon you as you are falling into ruin from between his hands. Yet, sinners, God forbid that I should cease to pray for you and pity you. While my tongue is capable of pronouncing a word, and you think it worth your while to hear me, I will send the calls of the gospel after you. And if you perish after all, you shall drop into hell with the offers of heaven in your ears. Fain would I clear myself and say, your blood be upon your own heads, I am clean. But alas, my heart recoils and fails. I have no doubt at all, but the gospel I have preached to you is indeed the gospel of Christ, and I cheerfully venture my own soul upon it. but in dispensing it among you, I am conscious of so much weakness, coldness, and unskillfulness that I am at times shocked at myself, lest I should be accessory to your ruin. However, this is certain. Great guilt will fall somewhere. I desire to take my own share of shame and guilt upon myself and to humble myself for it before God. And I pray you do the same. Oh, humble yourselves before God for your past conduct and prepare to meet him in the midst of a burning world. For though I have given such exhortations over and over, but they seem generally in vain, there is indeed a happy number among my hearers who I doubt not have regarded the gospel preached by my lips. But alas, as to the rest, I have been so often disappointed that I now hardly hope to succeed. These, my dear brethren, are my discouragements in my retirements, when no eye sees me but God. And, O sinners, will your future conduct prove that there was good reasons for my fears? Alas, in the ministry of the gospel, alas, is the ministry of the gospel a useless institution with regard to you? Have such exhortations as these no weight with you? Will you resist my benevolent hand when I would stretch it forth to pluck you out of the burning? Thus far, Reverend Samuel Davis. The Lord remember us and our children, add his blessing. Amen. Let us close. Lord, by renewal we commend the mourning families unto thee. Oh, they shall experience, is there any sorrow like unto my sorrow? Oh, may they be given to seek their comfort with thee and in thy holy word. Ah, Lord, then by renewal we beg of thee, that thy solemn speaking may be blessed to many among young and old amongst us, that it shall not be nothing to us, but that there may come a time that among young and old that they may tell that the callings were richly used and blessed for the saving of souls. Wilt thou uphold them in this day? Grant a prayer for one another, and Lord, do watch over us in this day. Return us in the evening hour, Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 105, the stanzas 3 through 6. My heart was all on fire, with burning thoughts oppressed. My tongue was loosed, my soul's desire. I then to God addressed, and what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The class is far west, together with the prayer service that was scheduled for this week, has been canceled. The Guiding Hands presentation on Thursday has also been canceled. There will be a male members meeting on Tuesday, April 1 at 7:30 p.m. for the purpose of electing an additional elder and other business. And the funeral arrangements for Tanner Ryan and Jordan Henry DeCuck are pending. And the house visitations for this week have been canceled. 105, 3 through 6. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.